This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. With less than a week until Election Day, President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden and their running mates are making last-ditch pitches to voters. Trump is holding rallies in Arizona, a key Republican state that he won in 2016. Biden received a briefing on the coronavirus pandemic from several health experts in Wilmington, Delaware. At a news conference, the Democratic presidential nominee said he won't avoid reality and the hard work that will be needed to end the pandemic.
I'm not running on the false promise of being able to end this pandemic by flipping a switch. But what I can promise you is this. We will start on day one doing the right things. We'll let science drive our decisions. We will deal honestly with the American people.
More than 71 million Americans have already voted ahead of next week's election. That is more than half the number that voted in total in 2016. The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. Twitter's Jack Dorsey, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Google's Sundar Pichai testified to the Senate Science, Commerce, and Transportation Committee virtually over their restrictions on certain content on their platforms. Facebook CEO and founder Mark Zuckerberg says reasonable people can disagree when it comes to political information on social media sites.
People have very different ideas and views about where the lines should be. Democrats often say that we don't remove enough content, and Republicans often say we remove too much.
Lawmakers of both parties are assessing the company's tremendous power to disseminate speech and ideas and are looking to challenge their long-enjoyed bedrock legal protections for online speech. This is VOA News. Eight people have been charged with conspiring to work on China's behalf in a plot involving threatening letters and the use of night vision goggles to surveil and coerce a Chinese family to return to their home country to face charges. All eight defendants in the case are charged with conspiring to act as illegal agents for a foreign government. Assistant Attorney General John Demers says the eight were charged with trying to coerce a New Jersey man to return to China to face charges.
The same scheme also included leaving menacing notes on the victim's door, imprisoning the victim's sister in China, and harassing the victim's daughter online.
The alleged plot was known as Operation Fox Hunt and Operation Skynet, and court records show it took place between 2016 and 2019. Its goal was to target Chinese nationals living in foreign countries and to intimidate them into returning to China to face charges. Germany will impose an emergency month-long lockdown that includes the closure of restaurants, gyms, and theaters to reverse a spike in coronavirus cases that risks overwhelming hospitals. Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday that effective November 2nd, private gatherings will be limited to 10 people from a maximum of two households. Restaurants, bars, theaters, cinemas, pools, and gyms will be shut and concerts will be canceled. Merkel said the goal was to limit the economic impact of the measures to a bare minimum and to keep schools and daycare centers open. Germany was widely praised for keeping infection and death rates low below those of many of its neighbors in the first phase of the crisis, but it is now in the midst of a second wave of infections. Deadly fighting between Armenian and Azerbaijani forces over the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh has shown no signs of abating, and a U.S.-brokered ceasefire has so far failed to halt the flare-up. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
According to Nagorno-Karabakh officials, well over 1,000 of their troops and nearly 40 civilians have been killed in the clashes so far. Azerbaijani authorities say the fighting has killed under 100 civilians and wounded just over 300. Russian President Vladimir Putin said last week the death toll from the fighting was nearing 5,000, significantly higher than what both sides report. The government-run Armenian Unified Info Center says Azerbaijani forces have targeted a maternity hospital, while Azerbaijan officials reject the accusations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.